bars we can see. We're not taking any bets, just playing the house. Slashing the tires on the restricted ride that keeps us in the lane between the lanes. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't slow down for anyone who says it's so hard when you get old. We don't shop and taking chances, we double our romances. Got plenty of time for everyone. Sometimes we share, sometimes we're not there. Love is a drug for the young Americans. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't put on the brakes for anyone who says, oh, it's so hard when you get old. Just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't slow down for anyone who says it's so hard when you get old. Annie is only 15 and a half. I'm just older than that. Stripping down naked behind the Hollywood Bowl. Stuffing our trunk with all the things that we stole. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't put on the brakes for anyone who says, oh, it's so hard when you get old.
Then I thought that you were here with me, but I knew that it wasn't reality. Holding on to every day is tougher as time goes away. Trying not to let go of the feeling, but something always gets in the way. Like dreams that fall through the cracks, and friends who will never come back, and all of the strangers you see, and just how cruel they can be. And it's so hard to get by sometimes. It's just so hard to get by.
From his Crossing Dragon Bridge release, Steve Wynn, Annie and Me here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, some requested Stranglers. Played the Stranglers from the 1977 album No More Heroes, bringing back a few memories, Something Better Change. John Auer of the Posies gave us Sundown Records, started off that entire set, Starry Eyes. For you.
But we are seconds away from a Poison Mock, which originally aired on WRCT back on July 24th of 2009. But first, this brief message.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are midway through the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme. They showcase cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Let's get our, you know, halfway through. We know what we do. Midway through. Which half? I don't know. The first half. We're going into the second half. We do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar at this time each and every week. Let's start things off by taking a look at the WRCT Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on in the area that maybe you can get out and see and enjoy and be cultured. For example, for over 10 years, the Martinis with Monet exhibit has been the premier art event in Butler County. The Cranberry Artist Network presents the finest art and artists from the region, and they have an opening reception coming up very, very soon. It is this week. It is July 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center on Rochester Road up in Cranberry, and it's open to the public. No tickets are necessary. The exhibit itself is happening up there, and again, it starts on the 7th. That's why they're having an opening reception. Goes all the way through August 19th. For more information, cranberryartistnetwork.com and then /2021Monet. Speaking of Monets, I'm talking about Grace Jones. Yep, she's a Monet. Is she not? No, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But we know Grace as a groundbreaking musician, a model, an actress, a performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Well, guess what? She and Andy Warhol were buddies, and they met back in the 70s, and they remained lifelong friends. So there is an exhibit at the Warhol called A Taste of Grace, and it's talking about her as a cultural sensation, includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. More information at warhol.org. That is going on all the way through the month of November, and it's already started, so you got time to get down there. And don't forget, if you want to get out on a weekend, the Cary Blast Furnaces is doing a cinema where the backdrop of your movie is the Blast Furnaces in Rankin. It's called the Cary Carpool Cinema. For more information, you can go to riversofsteel.com/experiences and check out what movies they have going on all summer long, and maybe get out and see an old classic movie. Speaking of getting out, each and every Tuesday, if you get to Lawrenceville and you get out and about and go to Lawrenceville Park, you will find vendors set up with a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and all that good stuff. We call those things a farmer's market here in the city. Out in the country, they just call it a market. But it happens Tuesdays from 3 to 7 at the Arsenal Park, rain or shine. Just dress appropriately. You know, that's all I ask. That's all I ask. And that's more than just wearing pants. Maybe you should put a raincoat on if it's raining, some of those things. For more details on it, you can email market@lunited.org or give them a call at 412-802-7220. That has been my WRCT radio calendar. Those are events I know of that I wanted to share with you. If you have an event that you'd like us to share, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org and say, hey, Mockster said you might put this on your calendar. Yeah, why not? Name drop me. It gets you nowhere except for unless you email me and name drop me then, and then boom, right to the top of the list. And once again, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just rambling. Oh, let's turn our attention to a WRCT music calendar, let you know some events happening here in the coming weeks. For example, Buck Cherry is on Wednesday at the Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver, and Faster Pussycat with Enough is Enough is at Jurgles, and Fits in the Tantrums is performing at the Allegheny Outlook. That's all happening on Wednesday, July 7th. July 8th, Mando Richard, say, hey, Moxter, you might want to know about this one on July 8th. Of course, I figured out where I put it. It's Thursday. It's at Schenley Plaza. It's at noon. It's part of a lunchtime concert series that Clive puts on, and Debbie Pace and Donna O will both be performing. So that's coming up on Thursday. What else do I got? Albert Cummings doing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on July 9th. The Whiskey Rebellion Festival is happening down in Washington, PA. I've been there more than once, but a bunch of stuff happening, like Jacob's Fairy Stragglers, the Sweaty Already String Bands performing, Devilish Mary, Glass Run Road, Snappin' Bug String Band. So it's a foot-stomping good time, and you will see someone get tarred and feathered. And that is no joke, but if you miss it, you know, but they do tar and feather people. Maybe with a donation, maybe you can get tarred and feathered. I don't know. You'll have to go down, check it out, and find out more about it. What else is happening? Mo is performing a free show at the Heartwood Acres Amphitheater on Sunday the 11th. Just scrolling through. Oh, Lita Ford's coming to Jurgles on the 19th. That is happening. Molly Hatchett on the 24th down at the Vinosky Winery. That's going on. Dar Williams is there the next day on the 25th. Again, that's down in Ross Traver. Berlin coming to South Park Amphitheater on Friday the 30th with Terry Nunn in the band. The Average White Band is doing a free show at Heartwood Acres on August 1st. The Spinners are at the South Park Amphitheater on the 6th. Jayhawks, that's a show I need you to know about. The Jayhawks, played them a little earlier in the show. August 8th at the Heartwood Acres Amphitheater as well. The Pie Tasters coming to the Craft House on the 11th of August. Let me find just one more. Hey, how about Modest Mouse performing at Stage AE on the 18th? Yeah, you just wait. When the fall hits, we are going to be ramped up with shows coming out of our ears, and I'm very excited about that when that can happen. In the meantime, if you know of a show, or I didn't tell you about a show, or if I said, hey, Moxter, what about that Popular Creeps is coming to Woolly Bullies on July 17th out in New Brighton? You didn't mention that one. Send me an email, but don't send it to me. Send it to our calendar people. They have their own email address. music-calendar@wrct.org is what their address is, and we'll put it on the calendar for you. You can hear this calendar, both calendars actually, each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and then on Tuesdays there's that special 5 p.m. that I do for you because I'm special. I am. I am, at least that's what my mom says. Hey, let's get back into more music. Don't forget we have a UFO mock coming up in less than an hour because it is World UFO Day. That is happening, but Megan reached out and said, Moxter, it's the holiday that you have to play some Silkworm, not just any Silkworm, Wet Firecracker. This is for you, Megan.
Fire, pepper, I'm away, yeah. A fire, pepper, I'm a damn away. Come out to play, and we'll pretend it's Christmas Day such an...
Celebration of the Mach tonight, because today is World UFO Day. I went back to the Groovy Ghoulies World Contact Day album to find you 50,000 spaceships watching over me. Before the Groovy Ghoulies, some Bad Religion in there with Atomic Garden. Also played Rancid. Yeah, Rancid with Salvation, and start off the entire set with a suggested song, Wet Firecracker from Silkworm. If you've got a request, shoot me an email. That's the best way. In fact, I'll be honest, it's the only way to get a request on the air. Shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to get you that request played on a future show. Hey, we're about 19 and a half minutes past the hour. That means in about 40 and a half minutes, or let's just say 40 minutes by the time the Mockster's done rambling. We've got a mock coming up of UFOs, yeah. So it's going to be all songs, for the most part, with UFO in the title. So it's not spaceship songs or alien songs. It is specifically UFO, and it is not a mock of the band UFO. Just I'm putting it out there early in case you got too excited, because the Mockster couldn't find a lot of UFO covers, as far as the band goes, that would be really make for a good mock. So I'm just telling you that. I am just telling you that. I'm also telling you that... It was actually on this day back in 1997 that we lost Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Great little song from the Morning After Girls called Fireworks, believe it or not, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I got a chance many, many years ago to actually catch the Morning After Girls. They were playing down in Mr. Smalls. There were three bands on the bill, and I believe it or not, don't remember who the other two were. It might have been the Walkmen. Could have been the BMRC. I don't know. I don't remember, but I do remember the Morning After Girls were on the bill. Before the Morning After Girls, some Head Candy, a band out of Iowa City, Iowa, came out of the ashes of the Dang Trippers. And I was going to play some Dang Trippers, but I'm like, no, let's play some Head Candy instead. Soul Grinder from their Starcaster album. Also played some Not a Surf in there with Firecracker, and start off the entire set with Harvey Danger doing their tribute to Carlotta Valdez. And I'll tell you another fun story, and it's a fun story just because I'm telling it. Doesn't mean that it was actually a fun story, but I actually got a chance to see Vertigo, the film, at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. The last time I was out there was a special presentation, and Kim Novak was there. She did a Q&A, and she was on stage and all that good stuff. And believe it or not, it was the first time I had ever seen the film. So, you know, I just wanted to wait till the right moment, and apparently that was the right moment. Hey, you know what else is a right moment? I don't even know how to say that. I was trying to segue it. I'm talking about Sean Watson's show. It's a right moment each and every Tuesday. It's called A Minute Pause, where he plays a whole bunch of great songs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Again, it's a minute pause, an almost insignificant space. Not a minute pause. That would be 60 seconds of space. This is 10 to 2. That's like 4 hours. 4 hours of great rock and or roll. Got a UFO mock coming up here in about 25 minutes. How's some Paraboo? Cleveland, Ohio zone. Non-alignment fact.
Strangler, when you feel love, it quack people's place on Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental, all style served here. Louis says he prefers laissez-faire grand. Tired of the tango, fed up with fandango. Dance on moonbeams, slide on rainbow. In furs or blue jeans, you know what I mean. To the strand.
Did the strand is love.
Some hoodoo gurus wrapping up that set of music with I Want You Back. Before that, how about some Robin Hitchcock with Madonna of the Wasps? Also played some Roxy music with Do the Strand, released back in 1973 from their second album. And I'm going to tell you, it was on this day in 1973 that Brian Eno called it quits with Roxy music. So I wanted to play a song that he played on. And someday, like, if we're just hanging out and you're like, hey, Moxter, tell me your story on how you became to appreciate Roxy music. Because I will be the first to admit, the very first song I heard from them when I was a wee little lad, or I might have been in my 20s, I don't remember, I didn't really care for. And I was like, huh, what's all the hullabaloo about this band? And then slowly I've heard other songs, and even that song I've come to appreciate. And maybe it's just because, you know, it just wasn't what I was into at the time, you know? People grow up, you know. Anyway, before the Roxy music, Pair Ubu with a non-alignment pack. Played that, A, because it's a good song, and B, is because leader of Pair Ubu is none other than Dave Thomas. And Dave, that's not the Dave Thomas. They're both from Ohio, but that's not the Dave Thomas that started Wendy's. But I played that because the Dave Thomas who did start Wendy's, if he were still with us today, he passed in 2002. But if he were still with us today, he'd be 89 years old. This is the anniversary of his birth is today. And speaking of Dave Thomas and the Dave Thomas Foundation, I'm going to move into that. I'm going to segue that into, this is just an appropriate time here on the Viva La Mock radio program to play a special public service announcement from the Dave Thomas Foundation.
I'm not a troublemaker.
I am not too old.
We're not twice the group.
I am not just a number.
I am not unlovable.
Find out more about what children in foster care are really like and help us find them forever homes.
And I will tell you the true story of my nephew, Zach, who was in the foster care program but found his forever home at my sister's house. So just telling you that. I've got about 10 more minutes before we get to the mock. Don't forget, it is World UFO Day, so we are mocking UFOs. That's coming up in 10 minutes, but got a couple songs to get to before that. Maybe I can squeeze in three. There is a birthday today, Dave Parsons, bass player. Now, he's the original bass player. I just found this out. He was the original bass player for the band Bush. But what I found out is he was also the original bass player for the band Transvision Vamp, and I love the band Transvision Vamp, so let's play some Transvision Vamp for you, Dave. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. I want your love.
Your love and all of your attention. Oh, I don't want your money. I want your love.
Okay, okay. Everybody, raise your hand if as you were hearing that, all you could think about was Benny Hill. Okay. Now raise your hand if you're like, who's Benny Hill? All right. Everybody put your hands down. That was Boots Randolph with his 1963 hit, Yakety Sax. Boots passed away in 2007 on tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually the anniversary of his passing, so I thought I would play some Boots Randolph for you. Before that, the Cramps asking that question about your cat doing a dog thing, and, you know, at least I think that's what about. Is it? Is that what it's about? Anyway, start off the entire set with some Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love. You know what? We are coming up on midnight. I Want Your Love. We've got a UFO mock coming to you right after this quick announcement.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, hey.